Kathy Volkman, the curator of artifacts for the Marathon County Historical Society, has a curious obsession. She calls it her death collection.
I collect pretty much anything that's related to the social history of death, mostly in the Victorian era into the early 1950s.
Volkman says in those days, people were at home with death. They even displayed corpses in their living rooms.
They would have brought a cooling board and would have embalmed the person right in the house or perhaps on the porch, would have brought a casket along, laid them out. The florists would have sent flowers.
Kathy Volkman looks at four long tables filled with her morbid memorabilia and points to a photo of a beautiful young woman. She died in her hometown of Wausau from tuberculosis. Her body is surrounded by flowers.
All over the casket. They are on the walls of the house. They are on the floor. They are on stands, roses, and lilies. This magnitude of flowers now would probably be several thousand dollars.
And there's a photo from 1910, purchased in Merrill, of a dead baby.
A very young child, I'm going to say 6 months old, in a very ornate casket, probably lined with white, and flowers all around the casket, and the child looking very peaceful.
More than half of the photos in Kathy Volkman's collection are of dead children.
In those early years of photography, everybody didn't have a camera at home, so it's very likely that the only picture of your loved one was when they were dead.
In the early days of photography, there was an advantage to that too, wasn't there?
Well, photographers actually liked to work with postmortem photography because their subjects never moved.
The collection includes a century-old sick call set from Madison, used to administer last rites in Catholic households. And it includes a 1940s catalog from an embalming supply house.
Even though this is 60 years old, it's pretty much still the same stuff that they use. The same implements, the same knives, cosmetic brushes, embalming tables, spatulas for doing makeup, forceps, injection tubes, everything a funeral home would need.
Including eye caps to make sure that when you look at a corpse, it doesn't look back at you.
A contact lens that has a bunch of pointy things on it. So when you put the lens in the eye, you just pull the eyelids over it, and the projectiles hold your eyelid closed.
Not all of the death memorabilia is old. There's a do-it-yourself coffin manual.
You basically measure yourself, determine how big of a casket you need. It has directions on how to make it yourself.
You can even decorate your home with your homemade coffin.
Till you need it, it's a different piece of furniture for you. It might be a coffee table. It might be a bookcase that's in your living room. But then when you die, you just take the books out, lay it down, and it's your casket.
Kathy Volkman's hobby has garnered her a nickname. Friends call her the Queen of Death and give her unusual gifts.
These were given to me for Christmas one year, I believe, and one says, "Here lies salt," the other is, "Here lies pepper," and they are shaped like headstones, and it is not my only set of headstone salt and pepper shakers.
Volkman says she's used to strong reactions when she shows off her death collection.
There are two kinds of people. There are people who are absolutely fascinated and can't stop looking and have a thousand questions, and there are the people who are totally mortified and disgusted and think it's the worst thing that they've ever seen in their life. There's no in between.
But for Kathy Volkman, it's all about history. She says the way we treat death tells us a lot about the way we treat the living. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.